through their website, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
With standards of personalized service unmatched in the area and a highly trained staff, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. Centrally located just minutes from everything downtown Clayton offers, the Gatesworth features three different restaurants headed by an award-winning chef, weekly musical performances and lectures, a spa, a movie theater, and even a putting green. The Gatesworth, striving to make the lives of residents more convenient, enjoyable, and vibrant. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
It's not summer till the tea leaves are aged, the lemons are peeled, and the Bud Light is brewed with both of those things. New for summer, it's Bud Light Lemon Tea, brewed on real lemon peels, aged on real tea leaves, and best served in a round-like ice pitcher. You like ice pitchers? Yeah, you do. I can tell. It's in the eyes.
Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Tell them God bless America. We can't say that, we're in big trouble.
He really needs to bless it now. I watch the news. I can't believe what I'm watching.
Like babies in freezers.
So join his partners and him.
Here he comes.
Overly sexual neck massages.
Well, there is such a thing. Neck massage, you can go too far with a neck massage. That's what I hear. I've never had one, but that's what I hear. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the July 30th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care is where I have gone to the dentist for 46 years, into the 47th year now.
I never want to go anywhere else. I haven't wanted to go anywhere else for 47 years. I've had dental clinics offer to pay double to be on the air, what Ballast Dental Care paid. No, thank you, because it would mean I would have to switch and go there. I don't want to go anywhere else. We'll talk more, but first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, the master of the... What model control board is this?
This is
his domain.
Axia IQ console.
The Axia IQ control board. That is a I know that control board. I read about it. Only 5 people in the United States can master that control board. One of those 5 lived for 19 years in Great Britain. In fact, that's where he went to Axiom Control Board University, where they teach you to do that. 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England.
Oh, no. My goodness gracious.
Well,
seriously, yeah, I didn't have
he
the
meant
button.
Four. And I, there are four I people that can run
the control board. Okay, thank you, Bill. That, now, there are 4 people who know how to run the control board. Apparently, you just forgot everything they taught you. How in the world, after that build-up, could you do that? Mess that up.
I know. Well, I mean, after I got done with the sports theme, I put like the level down to keep it down, and then I've got to put it
nobody wants to hear that. You blew it.
Sorry.
Edit it out. Edit it out.
My bad.
Edit it out.
All right.
Radio edit.
Formerly one of the 5, and now there are only 4 people who mastered the board. As I said, 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England.
There we go.
Yeah, that didn't take long. Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone, and Frank is right. Be careful with those neck massages. I gave a neck massage to a friend once, and now she's pregnant.
Yeah, there you go. Hey-o. It all started with a neck massage.
give yourself a rim shot. That one.
There you go.
He was giving her a neck massage, and
my hands just kept getting lower.
She said, "That's not my neck."
Yeah. He said, "How do you like the massage?" She said, "Lower." He said, "How do you like the massage?" That's an old joke. It's an old joke, but it's still funny. At least I still think it's funny. There's a song that starts, a couple of songs that start, "Woke up this morning," with those words. Well, this guy woke up this morning and made the decision to stay in town and come in the studio and not head northbound or southbound or westbound or... See, topical. Topical. Bill Cleveland, would you say hello to everybody?
I just broke my pen. Sorry. Hello, everyone.
You broke your pen?
Yes, I'm a fidgeter. Like,
there's
I can't sit still.
There's
so
no other show where you go, Bill, say hi to everybody. I just broke my pen.
Sorry.
There's no other show where you can insinuate someone is a swinger and his response is, I just broke my pen.
Yeah, yeah. And it's only swinger. Here. Only here. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors with Stiefel.
Now, is one of them a senior or both of them?
Both of them.
Wow, okay.
Both of them are both Senior Vice President, Vice President.
Go ahead. All right.
If you're approaching retirement, it's good to know how to claim your Social Security. Mark and Jason can help you create a retirement plan and strategy for claiming that Social Security. Stiefel Nicholas
Company. You know, this is
the
you read this every day, and every day it's like the first time I've ever seen.
You interrupted him.
He stopped.
He was doing fine.
I stopped.
Stop the music.
Benefits.
Stop the music.
This is the worst introduction ever.
Limey,
because you broke your pen.
Limey,
did, yeah.
Here's what you don't understand. If you make it easy for people, then they're not learning anything.
True.
You throw a curveball occasionally. You throw them off occasionally. You interrupt to see if they can recover. Apparently he can't. And he never will learn to unless, you know, we do what I was doing. You start the music again. All right, go ahead, Dan.
It's good to know how to claim your Social Security benefits. Mark and Jason can help you create a retirement plan and a strategy for claiming that Social Security. Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE, and to schedule your complimentary retirement plan review or for their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hi, everybody, and I have some information someone called in about the pineapple and the pineapple flag upside down, and it also includes a white rock.
All right.
So I'll explain
Stop
that.
Stop.
I heard the white rock.
No, I haven't had the Wi-Fi.
See, some people just tuned in.
I have no idea what
but
you're
I do like upside down.
Hold on. Let's bring people. Earlier, we discussed the fact that according to Limey, if you're shopping in the grocery store and you place a pineapple upside down in your cart, that's a sign that you are a swinger. Okay. Mm. If a couple's home has a pineapple flag, little flag, that means we're swingers. Now, mm-hmm. What's the White Rock thing?
The guy said that a pineapple flag means like welcome in Hawaii. A pineapple means welcome. The White Rock, if you have a big white rock in your front yard, He said that's the sign of a swinger.
And but that's in Hawaii.
No.
No,
here. The Legends neighborhood in Eureka, the hoity-toity neighborhood.
I know where it is.
That's where I heard that story. You drive around there, you'll see some big white rocks in people's front yards.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So are you saying the pineapple thing that Limey said is not true?
The flag, yeah, the flag, it means welcome.
But we're not in Hawaii. Here it would mean swinger.
Limey said in the grocery cart in the store.
If it's upside down. What it meant.
Yeah,
if
no, the pineapple down. Fruit is upside down, but flag the flag also means you're a swinger.
Yeah.
I
start the music again. Man.
Where do you buy large white rocks?
No, you got to paint them.
You paint it white.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well.
Just any rock?
I'm sure on occasion this guy wishes he's still cooking at Denny's at night instead of being here. Or still selling knives door to door, or still a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, or maybe still a DJ at a roller rink. But I don't think those thoughts last long. I think overall he's very glad to be here, where he is the head of research, where he's in charge of resetting the digital clock, where he's our newsman, our news director. He's author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and oh yes, one other thing. As you've heard him mention many, many times, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I just wonder how many of our listeners heard Limey say, "Where do you buy large white rocks?" And our listeners, our listeners that are on crack, I wonder how many of them like shouted that, out an address.
That could have been taken as a reference to drug query, I guess.
Where do you buy large white rocks?
Like to say hello and a big thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling, keeping St. Louis comfortable since 1942. That means they've been in business for 77 years. They are a third-generation family-owned business with A-plus ratings on Google and Angie's List for customer reviews on their service. For installation or a service quote, give them a call, 314-727-9000, or check them out online on their new revamped website, MatheneyHeatCool.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I didn't know this, but Rad Boy said the neighborhood, you can let the neighbors know, and anybody who walks by know, that you are an adulterer or willing to be an adulterer and have a relationship outside your marriage if on right in front of the front door you place a block of, what was it, a concrete block of
cheese?
Oh, block of cheese. Mm. Okay, I didn't know
cheese.
That.
Yeah.
I actually know a couple that live in the Legends that, as a practical joke, bought a rock, painted it white, and planted it in one
somebody
of their
else's yards. Beautiful. Beautiful. I like that joke. And make it so big they can't pick it up.
It had to be delivered with a
forklift.
With a wagon. It had to be rolled off a truck onto a wagon and then wheeled up to the house. It was that heavy.
Perfect. Well, speaking of swinging, you're probably swinging and digging the sounds right now of this groovy polka music.
Groovy?
But mm-hmm. The real
decade is this.
Well, that was 50, from the 60s. 70s. Yeah.
Is it hip?
I've never used the word except just now to do it as a goof because
he's
I don't use that word.
He's with it.
But I'll tell you something. Nobody can touch him when it comes to playing polka music. And I'm talking about Bruce Limperus and the all-boy orchestra.
Yeah.
They're happening, man.
They are happening. I'm digging up they're happening. Thank you. They're cocked.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
My.
That was an expression. No, in the 60s, yeah. Oh, man, she's cocked. That car is really cocked.
60s and 70s.
Yes.
That meant really cool.
That car is so cocked.
And when it was really stupid, it was fruit.
Fruit. That's right. Oh, you're so fruit.
Yeah.
You know, apparently garden gnomes are also now a thing that says, hey, I'm a swinger.
garden gnomes?
Yeah, garden gnomes.
That's too easy to create practical jokes on
that's
people.
What I'm just looking at it right now. I just typed in signs, telltale signs of a swinger.
I like the idea of swinging, except for the other guy being with my wife. The rest of it I like.
You like the part where you're with his wife?
Yeah, that part. I'm half a swinger. I'm into half swinging.
We're
brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. For 46 years, I have been a patient at Ballast Dental Care.
Uh-huh.
I was there about what?
Sorry, there's a sign here that you can like that, and it just says, "It's not cheating if my husband watches."
You interrupted his endorsement for that?
I didn't mean to.
But that's kind of true. If he's watching, he's not cheating and sneaking around right in front of him.
Unless and now back in the window.
Now back to Ballast Dental Care. You know, a few folks who are thinking about swinging, one of the things that turns the other couple off is really bad breath. Now, what causes bad breath? Sometimes it's the person has not taken care of their gums and their teeth. And, you know, you meet another couple, and she's hot, you like her, your wife likes him, and then all of a sudden they go, "Hi, nice to meet you," and whew, their breath, and that's the end of it. And then no more swinging desire. You don't want to kill that. You want to make that happen if you're interested in swinging. Now, let's forget about swinging and just talk about dental health and overall health, because it is a known fact that if your gums aren't healthy and your teeth then are not going to be healthy either, because where do they sit? Right in your gums. Then it can lead to other things. Heart problems? I'm not kidding. It's very, very important. I've told you that I finally got a water pick, and I'm a guy who wouldn't floss no matter how many hundreds of times they told me. I water pick twice a day at least. I actually love the water pick, because until then I had no idea that the most vigorous brushing in the world still left little particles of stuff wedged in between your teeth and your gums. Waterpik was the answer. And who told me to get it? Of course, Ballast Dental Care. Went online, ordered it. 2 days later, I had it twice a day. This is a fantastic dental clinic, and I know I've said it hundreds of times, but I'm going to keep saying it. Anybody who doesn't believe me when I say there's a place you can go where you will never be afraid to go to the dentist again, the only way you can prove me right or wrong is to make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and that's all I ask. Make one appointment. And again, whether you haven't been in 20 years or you were in a dentist 6 months ago, I don't think you're ever going to want to go back to where you went before. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
And today I'm in the studio with my friends and my listeners. Bill Clavlin is here, courtesy of Window World, the Ballast Dental Care of Window Companies. How about that? That puts them at the top of the heap. Great value, great people. A lot to like about these windows, and you can find it all at windowworldstlouis.com. Would you please say hello to Bill Clavlin? Ooh. Hello, Bill.
Ooh. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Bill.
What's going up? Good. How are you?
Hi, Bill.
Hi, everybody.
Where are we going?
So we're going to go to New Orleans. I know you don't like New Orleans. Have you been to New Orleans?
One time, and if I never go back, that'll be fine.
I've never been.
I share your opinion of the town and or the city.
Of course, I was on Bourbon Street.
And that is, that would be my least favorite part of New Orleans. And so if you do make it back, of course, you know, we've talked about the World War II Museum that's down there. And there are some other things to check out besides all of the craziness that happens down on Bourbon Street or whatever. And there's go ahead.
Are you going to mention beignets at all?
No, I wasn't.
That is the one thing that I walked away with, and that'll never get out of my head. It's like our toasted ravioli.
Yes.
They serve beignets, and I'm gonna tell you something. If you like funnel cake or crepes, these beignets. Whoo!
Can I give Frank a piece of New Orleans trivia? One question. It's only for Frank. Arlo Guthrie sang "The City of New Orleans."
Right.
Name the album.
Alice's Restaurant. No, I don't know the album.
Hobo's Lullaby.
Oh wow!
Remember that? I figured you would have played that back in the day.
We played Alice's Restaurant, and we played City of New Orleans, riding on the City of New Orleans. I didn't know the name of the album.
Frank failed that build.
That's all right. I'll include that on the trivia on Thursday. So there's a museum called the Southern Food and Beverage Museum.
All right.
So I thought we'd stick with our food theme this week, since we did the Mustard Museum yesterday. And this is a really neat museum.
first of all, you walk in, and it's like a supermarket, okay? So all of the exhibit, none of the exhibits are separated. It's all in one. In fact, the place used to be a supermarket, a small supermarket grocery store. And it basically represents all of the southern states and talks about all of the food favorites that are in all of the different states, and then some of the heritage behind some of the foods and how they came to be, and the way that, you know, certain states have certain, you know, just like you just mentioned, toasted ravioli. So certain things that states are known for, but also, you know, just the way that certain places throughout the South, you know, the way they traditionally have, you know, supper or, you know, whatever. And it's really, really well done. I interviewed the gal. Her name is Liz Williams. She's the one who organized the museum and started it out.
Sorry.
I was really on a roll there.
I'm sorry, bud. I didn't mean to get you.
You were?
Yeah. I was unintentional.
Shut up. Wow. So much love in this room.
Tough room. Me and my friends. And so a lot of the stuff was donated. And what's cool about that is that so people, when they found out this museum was starting, people would just donate things that they had essentially inherited from family members or whatever. And what's neat about that is that each item has a story behind it. So let's just say you inherited something from your grandmother, okay, and that she used all the time when she made this
iron skillet dish.
Okay. And I think everybody has something.
What's so funny about that? An iron skillet?
Nothing. He's just trying to get a sentence out without being interrupted. Oh. He's really trying.
Grandmother.
Sorry.
Iron skillet.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Big white rock.
I'm sorry.
Iron skillet.
Is everyone finished for 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And so everybody's got this story. And so all of these items now that they've collected, they all have stories behind them, which is pretty neat. And they talk about them in the museum. So it's called the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. It's in New Orleans. And they also have a cooking class every single day. They make something and you can go and you can explore the museum, but also stick around and see them making certain Southern dishes. So it's pretty cool. And there's a restaurant that's on site. What I thought would be kind of fun, I have a list of, and this is not from the museum's website, but this is from a travel magazine's list of Southern foods that every person in the South should know how to make. And I've spent a lot of time in the South. Some of this stuff I have never heard of. A lot of it I have. So I thought I'd just go through the list and tell me if you've heard of it.
Lived there the first 15 years of my life.
Okay. And so. All right. Now, the first thing's not a food, but it is something that you see a lot. And it's called Meat Plus Three. Do you know what that is?
Never heard of it.
So a lot of restaurants in the South will do what is known as Meat Plus Three. So you, on a menu, you choose your, whether it's chicken or ham or whatever, and then you get three side dishes along with it. So that might be vegetables or mashed potatoes or whatever it is. And there's a lot of places in the South that now
do that at Cracker Barrel. You get an entree, and then you go pick three sides, they call it. Yeah. Kind of same.
I thought you were going to ask Dan to show him what Meat Plus Three looks like.
Mm-hmm. If he had three, I would.
Oh, good. All right. Good. Fried green tomatoes.
Absolutely. I love them.
You do?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
And you may find this as a surprise. I hate tomatoes, but I do like fried green tomatoes.
Because it's not like eating a tomato.
Exactly. I had it for the first time in Savannah, Georgia, and they're good.
Okay. Do they just fry the tomato or
just
slice
the green tomato, you bread it, put it in flour, cornmeal,
bread it. Okay.
Different little recipes, but yeah, it's really good.
Okay. Buttermilk biscuits.
Yes. Oh yes.
Yeah. With some honey.
Yeah. Oh, honey butter. Honey butter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Classic sweet tea.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I can add to this discussion on sweet tea is, you know, up here people think sweet tea is just you just throw some sugar in it. There's more of a science behind, not science, but there's you have to do it a certain way to make it real sweet tea. And I think if I'm not mistaken, it's you boil the sugar in the water before you add the tea. Is that right?
So it completely dissolves.
Yes. I think that's the case. I have no idea what this is, and I definitely wouldn't eat it. High society deviled eggs.
Yes.
What is the high society part?
I don't know about the high society, but deviled eggs. I don't know what high society means. But I thought you meant, you know what deviled eggs are. I don't like
they
deviled eggs.
They describe them, the name, it's called high society deviled eggs.
That's well, like
and why is anything called devil? And what about devil's food cake? Why is it of the devil? What
I think it's just because it's like, you know, apparently bad for you.
No.
So you're just supposed to eat
it's not.
Has red in something red in it?
Paprika.
I don't think so. Doesn't, devil's food cake.
But don't deviled eggs have like
paprika?
And that's red.
No, they do.
So maybe that's it. Southern shrimp and grits.
Yes. And I know that grits, that's a thing. It's a lot of people, either you can't stand them or you like them. They're tasteless, pretty much. They taste like whatever you put on them.
Yeah.
But high society grits. Deviled eggs have crab meat in them.
Oh. Ooh,
which nice. Is probably what makes them uppity.
Now you're talking. No, there's nothing duh-duh-duh about that. That's the wrong sound.
It was a bit of a twist.
No.
I was expecting that.
No. Wrong sound. You sounded stupid when you did it.
Cheese puffs with
cheese.
Ham. Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
I'm going to kill you. Cheese puffs
cheese.
With
right, Red Boy.
Ham
Boy.
Salad. Do you know what that is?
I know what ham salad is.
I saw a picture of it earlier, and it looked horrible. But
do you dip the cheese puffs in it?
Cheese.
It's just an entree.
No, never heard of it. Ham salad, yes, but not
the puffs with ham salad.
Never heard of it.
There you go.
No.
Banana pudding.
Yes. Oh, my. Yes. Every funeral, every get-together, when I was a kid, somebody brought, and usually more than one somebody brought, banana pudding.
Is that the one where you put the little cookie?
Oreos.
No.
Vanilla wafers. That's got vanilla wafers around the edge. Yeah, and the crust is vanilla wafers. Yes. And slices of banana. It is really good.
All right. Southern-style collard greens.
Yes, or mustard greens or turnip greens, but we ate mustard greens. Collard greens, kind of the same
thing. They don't have any flavor to them.
What's mustard greens?
Same thing as turnip greens or collard. They're all kind of the same exact thing.
Or grass in your backyard.
It is like grass. It's like the wet grass that you pull under the lawnmower when it gets jammed up and you're cutting wet grass.
That's it.
That's what it's like, that consistency.
All right. Peppery grilled okra.
Well, I don't know about peppery grilled, but I like fried okra, boiled okra. Never had peppery grilled okra. I like okra.
I don't like okra. I like okra Winfrey.
I knew he would say that.
I knew it. That is so easy.
I was
okra
sitting
Winfrey,
here waiting.
So easy.
Oh, my goodness.
Okra
I
Winfrey.
Almost wrote it down on my sheet that he would say that.
It's just like fried green tomatoes. It's the same thing. It's just smaller. I mean, it's great when it's breaded and fried.
Doesn't it have
I don't think it's the same.
It's slimy. Your okra is slimy.
It has a crunch to it.
No. If it's fried, it does.
Yeah.
But if it's not boiled, it's real slimy.
All right.
And it has a taste. I like it.
All right. There's no way I would eat this pimento cheese sandwich.
Yes. Oh, I love pimento cheese. That's right, Red Boy. I love pimento cheese.
It's good stuff, Bill.
Very good stuff.
All right. Here's one I bet nobody in this room will eat. Chitlins.
I've eaten them.
Really?
I have too.
Yeah.
You like them?
They're good.
They're edible.
They it's chopped up intestines.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm wrong.
Chitlins.
Chitlins. Go ahead. I'll wait and see if you have it.
A few more. Gumbo.
Oh yeah, I love gumbo.
That's more Louisiana.
I do or gumbo. Don't, depending on the sausage they put in it.
Yeah. Chicken fried steak.
Yo, certainly.
That's good.
It's my favorite thing at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
It says crawfish boil, but crawfish.
I've only tried to eat crawfish one time, and it was at the place here in St. Louis. It was a Cajun type, and the amount of meat you get out of it is so small, it's not worth the effort.
Not, and then they suck work. The heads, right?
Yeah, it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
You get nothing.
You can even go to Schnucks or Deerberg's and buy a bag of beheaded crawfish where you're just eating the meat, and even that's not very good.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Corn pudding.
Yep.
It says corn pudding, so I don't know what corn pudding is.
No idea what that is.
Double crust chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie, absolutely.
Sounds
but
good.
They always, for some reason, have to put green peas in it. Leave the peas
you
out.
You need the peas in there, man.
Why?
The
I don't mind
it's
the
like,
peas.
It's good. You need
texture?
Some peas, carrots, onions, some celery.
No. If I can have it without the peas.
Corn pudding is like cornbread, and it's got some sweet stuff in it. It's baked like
like
a pie.
I have had it, yes.
Yeah.
It's real sweet.
All right, got four more real quick. Grilled peach cobbler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Grilled.
You could do that.
Yep.
Fried chicken is on the list, of course.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. I won't eat this. Southern mac and cheese.
I don't know the difference between southern and any other mac and cheese.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
Yeah, no thanks. And the last one, and this is, I think we actually kind of mentioned it, shrimp and okra gumbo.
Yes, I've had it. It's good. You don't have poke salad on there.
I do not.
What's poke
not on
salad?
Here.
It's a stalk. It's a stalk, and you boil it and eat it kind of like greens or something. It's just a wild thing.
Elvis did a song about
All right, so there you go. If you want some more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. But yeah, the place is called the Southern
Food. You're not done already. You're not done already, are you?
I am.
Aww.
And I'm finished. I'm not done. Isn't that
really
the proper way?
Food is done. He's finished.
I'm finished.
He's done.
Finished. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
My favorite part of the day, this is.
In the South, they'd say he's done finished.
Yeah, they would. Actually, they would.
I know. Yeah, see, so it's proper grammar. Yeah.
So, yesterday, I...
All my trolls seem far away.
Yeah, it looks like... There was a story. The Washington Post had a story, and here's the headline to the story. Now, this is a major newspaper with editors. Survivors of suicide tell their story. Well, first of all, there's no such thing as a survivor of suicide. They meant survivors of attempts, but it actually said that survivors of suicide were telling their stories.
A better headline would have been failures of suicide tell their stories.
But you don't survive. If it's really suicide, you're dead. You can't tell.
That actually reminds me of one of my favorite jokes to tell.
Oh, the library?
Yes.
Oh, it's a great joke.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a great joke.
I love that joke.
I told it not long ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Lake of the Ozarks this past weekend, Steak and Shake was covered up with people, so busy, unlike what I'm seeing here. What is going on? And then somebody else emailed and said they saw another Steak and Shake where it said, buy this franchise.
I saw one
for
yesterday.
$10,000 and 50% of the profit.
It's because they got sued by the owners in St. Louis, in Missouri and Illinois, for not being paid overtime and being required to work overtime, and they had to pay about $17 million. And they're getting sued in other states as well, so the ones they don't own. And I know there's different theories on this. I've read a lot of stories about this, but the ones they don't own, they shut them down because they don't want these managers suing them.
I'd hate to see it go away. I just would. But if anybody wants an equal-type burger with that sort of raggedy, crispy edge, Culver's. Yes. That Culver's burger is the closest thing to Steak and Shake. If I were Culver's right now in St. Louis, I'd be running ads saying, hey, Steak and Shake customers who've lost your favorite Steak and Shake, come to Culver's. Oh, seriously, that would be my campaign. But if you like that, you'll like that butter burger at Culver's. I watched the second and final part of the Mark Twain documentary that Ken Burns did last night. Folks, PBS, when you have time. Part one is 2 hours. Part two is 2 hours. So it's 4 hours, two parts. The story, the history. It's Ken Burns. It's incredible. And one of the things that I learned last night, Mark Twain died in, I believe, 1910, and he was 74. At 73, he decided to cut down on cigars. Mark Twain constantly had either a pipe or a cigar. He was smoking 40 cigars a day.
Oh, my God.
40 a day.
How is that possible?
And he cut down to 4.
Wow.
And the pipe, and then 1 year later, he died. See? If he just kept smoking 40 cigars.
Fun. Thank you. Where are my cigarettes?
It is a tremendous documentary. I didn't realize how little I knew about Mark Twain. But once you watch that, you know everything. There is a song that has been top of the Billboard charts for several weeks. Limey says we talked about it. I don't remember.
Yeah,
you sure I was here when you talked about it?
And you said you liked it.
Old Town Road with Lil Nas and Billy Ray Cyrus, an unlikely pairing. It is a mega hit. And what's interesting about it is there's nothing about it that's that special except that it's just simple. And what I like is that a song that's clean and simple and not filled with hate and vulgarity can be a super smash hit. And that's what this is. Old Town Road. Lil Nas. Play a little of it. And Billy Ray Cyrus. Just simple. And I don't understand it.
And do you think most of the young people that like it know he sang Achy Breaky Heart?
I don't think they do. I don't even know if they realize he's Miley's dad.
My horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse.
Now, isn't that amazing that is a huge hit?
Yeah.
And I'm glad it is. It's simple, but I don't quite get it. I'm going to take my horse to Old Town Road and ride till I can't ride no more. Okay, well, what does that mean? But I'm glad it's a hit. I get this joke requires some time to tell it right, so let's do it. Give it what it deserves. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Courtney in an email says, I know you told it once since you've been there, but I think only once, so it's time to bring it back. It's a terrific story about a reporter who's driving through the mountains of Virginia, and I mean mountain, when you say mountain people and hillbillies, these really are real hillbillies and uneducated mountain people. And he sees an old hillbilly mountain man sitting on the porch of a cabin. And he decides to go up, and there's got to be a story here. So he walks up, introduces himself, says, "You mind if I sit down?" And the guy says, "Sure, have a seat." And he sits down and he says, you're a mountain man. Are you offended by the term hillbilly?" He goes, "No, I ain't offended by it. I'm hillbilly. Went to school third grade. Been a hillbilly mountain person my whole life. Yeah, I'm a mountain man hillbilly." He says, "I'd like to do a story. I'm a writer about you. I don't have to mention your name, but I just want some people to get a sense of what it's like to live the life of a real mountain hillbilly. I'll tell you what we'll do. Give me an example of a story that you'd say was a great day, a good time, something that so memorable you'll never forget it, that happened to you that was great." He says, "Well, yeah, I got one. It was a good time. You see that bell, that big bell?" He looked up and there's a big bell, you know, like a dinner bell. He goes, "Yes, I do see it." He goes, "Everybody around here has got one of them hanging. And what happens if somebody gets in trouble and needs help or something, you ring that bell and all neighbors, they come a running and they help each other. We all help each other. We ain't got no telephones or nothing. And I remember this one night a couple years back, Jesse Cox, his prize goat got away. It got undid itself somehow from a rope and got loose. And Jesse come out and he rung that bell. And here we come running. We're ready to help. And it's late in the day. And he said, my prize goat got away. So all of us men folk, we all got together and we got some moonshine. Because, you know, we'll be out a while. It gets kind of cold at night. Keep you warm at moonshine. So we run out. There's about 15 of us, I guess. We're out looking for that goat. Calling that goat by name. Car, Billy. And looking for it. And we found that goat is about 3:30 or 4 in the morning. And by the time we found that goat, we was all just dead drunk. We so drunk, we was blind drunk on that moonshine. So we all had sex with that goat, all of us. It was fun. Mm. He said, "That was so much fun. That was a great night." And the reporter says, whoa, hold on. No. I can't print that story. Give me another story. Give me something, even another example of like the greatest time ever. And let's not have it involve, you know, an animal, okay?" He goes, "All right, yeah. Well, I know this one was a great time. Kind of a similar story. Clyde McCarter's wife is mentally, she's retarded. And I know, I don't think you're supposed to say that in the city, but we still say retarded. She's just always not been right. And he knew that when he married her, but she's got some brain damage or something. Well, she got lost. She just wandered off. And so Clyde run out and rung that bell. And, of course, we all come running. "What's wrong, Clyde? What's wrong?" He goes, "You know, my wife, you know she's got some brain problem." He goes, "Yeah, what happened?" He said, "Well, she wandered off. And I don't know where she is. We need to find her." So we all got together, about 15, 16 of us, and we took some moonshine out there with us because we knew it might be out for a while. And we was calling her name, you know, Gladys, and Gladys. And that went on to, like, I don't know, almost sunrise. And by the time we found her, we was all liquored up because we drank all that moonshine and stuff. So we all lined up and had sex with Clyde's wife. And Clyde, he just laughed. He thought that was funny. I will say that's probably like the best time. And the reporter says, no, I can't print that. He goes, "Look, let's try this. Give me a story about the worst, maybe the worst time in your entire life. Something that happened that was horrible." He said, "Well, yeah. I think I could do that. Well, there's this one night when I got lost."
Time for a check on traffic with Joe Sonderman.
We are still heavy and slow westbound 70 from 170 out towards Lindbergh. We have a crash blocking the two right lanes at that location. Eastbound 64, heavy traffic running in Maryville Center to Ballast due to an earlier incident. On the westbound 64 side, it's backed up approaching Spady. There's one on the shoulder there. South 270, it's mainly Olive to Doherty Ferry, and westbound 370, of course, at a standstill from the Mills to the Discovery Bridge. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
It's not summer till the tea leaves are aged, the lemons are peeled, and the Bud Light is brewed with both of those things. New for summer, it's Bud Light Lemon Tea. Brewed on real lemon peels, aged on real tea leaves, and best served in a round like ice pitcher. You like ice pitchers? Yeah, you do. I can tell. It's in the eyes.
Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Hey kids, it's Mike Evans time. We're going out to Dallas, Texas. See what's shaking in the world of show business. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Mondays, both of them. That's it, just Monday. Every other day, they're there for you. You will need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I'm not kidding. You need rest, and for dinner. I'd make them for lunch, just to be sure, because it's a very popular place. Gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Now present, Mike Evans. Hello, Homer. Yeah, that sounds like that's good.
So our pop quiz, four more favorable summer destinations, and this is the last one we'll do like this because I just realized summer's almost over.
I know.
Kids go back to school in 2 weeks or
Sad.
Something.
Sad. It's depressing.
Unbelievable. Nice and warm there in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Somebody eating something?
No, I just wadded up a piece of paper.
Oh. Four more favorable summer destinations according to AAA and Discovery Magazine in America. These are the four cities who have really, really bounced back from bad times. But now we're worth visiting. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Greensboro, South Carolina, Detroit, Michigan, Boise, Idaho. But which one has bounced back the most? Answer in a minute. Odds and ends, despite denials, look for Mike, my pillow guy, Lindell, to run for public office. Either for Congress or governor of Minnesota.
Hmm. Not a surprise, and I think he'll win.
I think he'd win, too.
Yeah.
And there's another talk. There's talk in New York City trying to get Geraldo Rivera to run for New York City mayor.
No, Mike. My goodness. Really?
Oh, that'd be
Well, here's the thing.
He's a lot better than that freaking big girl.
Anybody who would run would be better than that Bill de Blasio. That guy is horrible.
He's hideous.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you have a child, your life changes.
Right.
And you change. Not really considered that nice a guy, Simon Cowell. But since having his son, Eric, 5 years ago, Simon not only has paid $175,000 for an operation for Britain's Got Talent teenage contestant who couldn't afford the surgery, Simon has quietly given away millions of dollars to the needy. Ever since he had that child 5 years ago, he's gone through a transition.
Yeah, good for him.
Movie news, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have signed to appear in their 11th movie together, and this one sounds like a real stinker, called Last Duel, set in the 14th century. The boys are in a different feuding gladiator gang.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Stranger Things?
I don't think so.
No, we haven't.
Anybody watch it?
No.
Yep, already done.
I've seen a couple.
Already done with the third season. Loved it.
I have not seen it.
Oh, you got to watch it. It's really good, and I hear the fourth season could come as early as Halloween.
Is that is that Netflix?
Yep, that's Netflix.
Yeah, that's the British Twilight Zone.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Okay.
The Stranger Things?
Is that word?
No, that's the Twilight Zone.
Do you
mean the Black Mirror? That's the British Twilight Zone.
I really screwed that up.
Wow, what an idiot.
Stranger Things is really cool. It's set in the 80s.
He did. He did ruin the report.
Limey stepped in to try to save it. I appreciate that, Limey.
You all thought the report was going great till then. I sure did.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio, really great actors. They were really great in the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Brad's next two movies are Ad Astro, where Brad Pitt plays an astronaut sent by NASA to find his astronaut father, who's on Jupiter. Oh yeah, saving the world is in the balance. Don't forget that.
Jupiter, of course.
That sounds real good.
Mm-hmm.
And then followed by a movie called He Wanted the Moon, but this has nothing to do with the moon. It's set in 1926. Brad Pitt playing the real life Dr. Perry Baird, who discovered manic depression while suffering from manic depression himself.
That could be good.
That could be. Amazingly, Leonardo DiCaprio only has one movie green-lighted in his future. He's very choosy. This one is called Killers of the Flower Moon, which is the top-selling, best-selling list in the New York Times for about 16 weeks. True story about 12 members of the Osage Indian tribe murdered in 1920 and covered up by the FBI in general and by FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover in particular.
50 seconds. I know. You had the full time today. Full segment. 40 seconds.
And 40. Finally.
Thank you.
The town that bounced back the most, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Greenville, South Carolina, Detroit, Michigan, Boise, Idaho.
Right.
Detroit, Michigan.
15. I'll say Detroit.
I'll also say Detroit.
And I'm going to say Detroit. Unanimous.
You said you've been this making as okay. Well, here's the bottom line.
10 seconds.
Greenville, number 4, South Carolina. Number 3 is Pittsburgh. Number 2, Detroit. Number 1, Boise, Idaho, with an all-new mall downtown and a lot more, including some 4-star restaurants. Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
See, even when we give him all the time, not enough. Give him enough time, he doesn't have enough stuff. Unbelievable. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
I'll leave things off first in Major League Baseball. There's one game that's being played as we speak in San Diego. Orioles are out in front of the Padres by a count of 8-5. Switching over to the National Football League, got a little bit of an update and some more bad news for the Bengals. Wide receiver A.J. Green expected to miss multiple games following surgery. His head coach, Zach Taylor, confirmed that earlier today. In Oxnard, Dallas Cowboys linebacker Sean Lee has a minor MCL sprain. He's been kept out of practice during the time of recovery. Meanwhile, Seattle Seahawks first-round pick defensive end L.J. Collier had to leave camp today after suffering a high ankle sprain. Could miss an entire preseason because of said injury. Tennessee Titans tailback Derrick Henry has a strained calf muscle that could force him to miss a couple weeks of camp. And the NBA, Portland Trailblazers guard C.J. McCollum has agreed on a three-year contract with $100 million. I'm David Gasco.
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married. One guy is divorced. One guy has no kids. One guy has two beautiful daughters. One guy went to college in a cornfield in Ohio. One guy went to an Ivy League school in the big city.